Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Caller is here. We're going to start with caller, too, because a lot of people are texting right now since the X is done. It's now Grand Casino Arena. Matt, great to chat with you as always. We look forward to this all season long. You like to get out and about. You're a man of the people. You like to go to events. Your favorite event you attended at the X? Favorite event you attended at the X was...
Well, you never believe this. There was like a playoff hockey loss that they had there. Postseason, no.
Didn't score a lot of goals. Frustrated by the other team's goaltender.
Yeah, I forget what year it was. Maybe every year. No, actually, I have been to a few hockey games. I think hockey games are great there. But Lady Gaga played there a couple years ago. Maybe that was 2019. And I got to say, you know, compliments to the X. That sound system for concerts is really good. The few concerts that I've been there, I went to Lorde, I think, played there as well.
Yep.
But Lady Gaga, I mean, she just set the place on fire. Incredible, incredible performer. That was one of my favorite concerts that I've ever been to. So RIP the X, that's the one that I'll remember in the X era.
Yeah, I said before you joined, for me it was the Rising Tour with Springsteen. And it was just on this beautiful... early October day, and he played, you know, for his normal 19-hour show. It was great. Dave, do you have something? Then we'll get to a few texts here, and then we'll talk plenty of football with Matt.
It was probably about 2005 when it was Weezer and Foo Fighters, a little double headliner. Ooh. At the X. That was tremendous. I was already a huge Weezer fan. I became a huge Foo Fighters fan after seeing them live up close. And then 6 months later, Foo Fighters returned to open for Bob Dylan with an acoustic set. Also amazing.
Foo Fighters opened for Bob Dylan?
With an acoustic set. Yes, it was awesome.
Where was I?
Not there.
Incorrect. I can't believe it. Wow. Foo Fighters only acoustic.
Yes.
Sign me up for that right now. I would so love to see that. All right, let's get to a number of entries. Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road Tour, 1975. Wow. Very good. That was very early with the X in 1975. Mumford and Sons. Elton John and Billy Joel together. I did see one of those shows, and I went there, Matt, expecting to just love Elton as much as I normally do. Billy Joel was the story. He stole the show. And I was just, I liked Billy Joel. I didn't love him. He was spectacular.
I've heard great things about the documentary on HBO with Billy Joel. I haven't gotten around to watching it. You know, another one that came to mind for me was when the Super Bowl was here, they had all of the media circus events at the X.
That's right. Yep.
you know, I was walking around and talking to different players and stuff like that. And then, you know, a circus clown would just come up and ask if the player thought Tom Brady was sexy. And I saw the guy, that's on Curb, you know, Larry's roommate on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I was like, wait, what?
Leon?
Why is he here?
Wait, yeah, that's Leon was there?
I was like, what? Oh, what is happening here? That was like a fever dream or something.
He was bringing the ruckus.
He was bringing the ruckus. Okay, again, people giddy that we like wrong answers only. Also, Pat Benatar, early 80s. Yeah, very good. Blake Shelton, somebody says. Jimmy Buffett, his last show in Minnesota. I'd rather go to Guantanamo than see Jimmy Buffett myself. Andre Bocelli, the Wild versus the Dallas Stars, first game ever played against each other. I was there for that one, too. There was just one or two Norm Sucks chants, just one or two. The Stones, ELO, Hall & Oates, Ice, and of course Journey. I might block this person. I did see Hall & Oates, their last one there, and it hurt, Matt, because Daryl Hall's still good, but like everybody, age is undefeated. Wasn't quite the same.
I heard that. No, I'm not even joking. Like, I had other friends who went, and they were just like, nah, you know, they still. You know, there was also the year that the Lynx played when Target
yes.
Center. Was that maybe 17? And before my wife was the voice of the Lynx, as she is now,
yeah.
I got her courtside seats at the X for, like, her birthday to go see Elena Deladon versus Maya Moore. So that was very cool.
Is that when they were bouncing back and forth between the X and Williams?
Yes, and the playoff games when they won that championship were at Williams
at
Arena,
Williams.
Which
right.
I went to one of those playoff games. It was, like, surreal that the WNBA Finals were being played in that small of a venue, and we're just, like, right on top of Candace Parker and Maya and Simone Augustus, all that. That was crazy.
It's a reminder, too, when that place gets rocking,
it
is spectacular. It's not spectacular in the concourse. It's not spectacular with the parking. But when it gets going, it's very, very good. Okay, let's squeeze in a break. I have plenty to ask Mr. Matthew Caller. Purple Insider is an absolute must. And I'll just say right away, my first question is going to be Harrison Smith. What do we know? Everybody participated in the walkthrough today, but Harrison will not practice. He's been out not quite a month, but closing in on it. It seems to be pretty evasive, pretty non-sharing information on a guy who probably is a future Hall of Famer, came back for one reason, to try to win a Super Bowl, and he is essential to this team. What's going on? What does Matthew know about this, and how essential is he if he does not play Monday against the Bears? Purple Insider, check it out right now with Matthew Caller. Matthew, he stays fit, along with all the dozens and dozens and dozens of hours he puts together, offering up stories on Purple Insider, Zooms, podcasts, interviews, mailbags. He gets out there and he works it. He runs. He plays golf. He shoots hoops. So he stays fit, but he also knows if he doesn't stay flexible and pliable and stretch, he's not going to have as much fun. Let's say you're going to play a little bit more golf. Good luck today if you're playing. But let's say you're going to play more golf and you want to find the middle of that club face. And when you find the middle of the club face, instead of that 7-iron going, I don't know, 150, you want it to go 160. Or that driver, how about instead of 230, goes 245? How about pickleball? You want to recover quick. Maybe you're a weightlifter. How about this? Maybe you just sit on the couch all damn day or sit in a chair all damn day. Stretch Lab can help you out. Dozen plus locations in the metro area. Trained professionals. They'll assess you. They'll listen to what you say. They'll work with your body. It's not like we got one way to do it. You have to do it that way. No. They'll work with the challenges and try to enhance you where you're already at your best, and it's absolutely worth it. Start with the 50-minute stretch. You'll go, you'll walk out better, and you'll go back again. StretchLab.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it's hard to think of Vikings football without Harrison Smith. In the last couple of years, a lot of debate whether Harrison Smith was going to call it a career, an amazing career. Would he come back? Both times he came back, especially with a changing secondary, a younger secondary. Gilmore gone, Bynum gone. It seems like Harrison would be very important. And Matthew, you correct me. Am I right on the date? Is it August 11th or is it August 4th when Harrison Smith last participated in practice and that, yes, he's a part of the walkthrough today, but not practicing? What do we know about what's going on and what's the likelihood he will be playing at Soldier Field Monday night in the opener?
Yeah, I think third week of training camp was the last time that he practiced. The best I can do there is that he's had a health issue that as of this moment he hasn't talked about and the team hasn't revealed. So it is, I guess, something private to do with his health that he is having to recover from. And my understanding is that this is something that is not going to keep him out for the season. I can't say how many weeks, if it's going to be this week where he comes back and plays or next week. And at some point we'll talk to him and we'll see what he has to say about it, how revealing he wants to be about what happened during training camp. But at least my feeling is this is not something that is going to majorly impact his 2025 season, but could impact week one, which it does matter a lot. I mean, he is the field general out there. He is the center of communication of the defense, and he's also what allows Josh Metellus to be Josh Metellus. You know, when you have Theo Jackson out there, if you have Theo Jackson and Harrison Smith or whatever combination you want of those safeties, it makes it extremely difficult on the opposing offense to identify where those guys are. And we've seen all sorts of times where somebody's coming free or they throw it right to a defender because they're a little confused. And, you know, I think you could do that to Caleb Williams. So if you don't have Harrison Smith, it definitely makes the game against Chicago harder. And then even, you know, the question starts to come up if he misses that game of, well, how many games is it going to be? Is it going to be 2, 3, 4? Is it going to be a month? Can he go overseas? Like, there are still a lot of questions here with Harrison Smith.
When the Vikings made their moves to initially get to 53, we know the number one conversation was Thielen, and they pulled that off. Count me in the group who just assumed that they were going to pick up multiple cornerbacks and maybe even the aforementioned Gilmore would come back. What are your thoughts about the cornerback room, and are you surprised they were as quiet as they were in that area?
I was a little bit surprised there, and you know, I know nobody was excited about them signing Fabian Morrow, who has bounced around the NFL and been a starter for about five seasons. That wasn't the big name that everybody was looking for, although I don't know if Darrell Revis and Daryl Green are available right now. Maybe you'll have to check. The fact that they got a receiver as good as Thielen at this point of the year is shocking. So, I mean, maybe the options just weren't really there to go out and get a corner that would have been worth giving up draft capital for as opposed to what they already have in the room. I think the other part of it, too, is that you and I, rational people who know who Jeff Okuda is and have followed his career, I think we have a lot of skepticism there. And
yes.
I thought he had a really good training camp, but still reasonable skepticism. I think the coaching staff might feel very confident in where they are with Jeff Okuda as the third corner. And then when you get into the depth, well, I don't know how many teams that have a fifth corner that's proven and great and you would love to be playing. At least they have a couple of guys that they've developed within the system and then Morrow. But the other part of it, too, is they can see how this looks and then decide if they want to make a move. I mean, this has been a front office over the last couple of years that trades for T.J. Hockenson, goes and gets Cam Akers, goes and gets Cam Robinson in the middle of the season. Like, they are willing to go and get other players, and the trade market is just different than it used to be. Teams really understand their windows, and you know, there are probably by week four going to be 15 teams that realize that they can't win the Super Bowl. So you can always wait and see, but I have as many concerns as everybody else about the cornerback group. I just think they have an opportunity to see how it plays out first and then decide if they need more.
Let's get to the left tackle, who at his position is as good as anybody on the team outside of probably one guy, Justin Jefferson. And we both think very, very highly of Christian Darrisaw. When he last saw him on the field in a regular season game, he was playing great, suffered a significant injury. There was a lot of discussion about the progress he was making and what he's able to do. From what you've observed, from what you've been told, how close is this to typical great Christian Darrisaw, who's going to line up and be J.J. McCarthy's left tackle on Monday night at about 7:20?
Yeah, I thought during training camp it was incredibly impressive how quickly he came along from this type of injury. That the fact that he was out there even back in minicamp, and then he was taking regular reps during training camp, and then he was practicing for one of the 2 days in the joint practices against the New England Patriots. All that's been really good news. And Kevin O'Connell has been very enthusiastic about his recovery through the entire time. And I think finally we have a big enough sample size of O'Connell to get somewhat of a read on him. He's a little harder than Zimmer, who would just tell you exactly what was going on or tell you that he wasn't going to tell you. But with O'Connell, every time he's asked about Darrisaw, he's been very, very optimistic about it. And I think he was today as well when he talked with us, that he doesn't want to make any guarantees, but said, you know, they're going to ramp him up today and then see how he feels. I mean, that, because I think if he comes out and says, oh, yeah, Christian's playing week one, and then, you know, he has inflammation or some sort of setback, then it's going to look like he was lying about it or whatever. But I think that the tone for O'Connell was that Darrisaw has looked very, very good and should be ready to go. But he did add, like, hey, we got 17 games to play here. There is even a possibility that they could have him play 40 snaps and have a couple of series where Justin School, who's a veteran, comes in. We saw that.
Don't see that a lot, right? It's funny.
No,
about,
you don't.
I mean, among all the positions, you correct me if I'm wrong, you'll see a series where Jefferson's not out there, or obviously
right.
running backs or defensive linemen. Not much with linebackers, right? But, man, that offensive line, they're going to have 85 offensive plays, and if they're healthy, it's the same five guys out there.
No, that's true. The last time that I remember it happening was in Darrisaw's debut. His first start was 2021 against Carolina, but the week before, he actually got in the game. I want to say it was against maybe Cleveland was the game there that he got in because he had been injured the first part of the year. And so I think he came in and played 30 or 40 snaps or something. When it's an injured player, it is a possibility. But like you said, I mean, if you're Kevin O'Connell and it's a 17-14 game in the fourth quarter, I don't think you're saying, you know what, let's just, you know, let's give him a little rest here and throw in the backup tackle or something like that. It's very hard for them because you need to win this game. You look at the schedule, you have to have a hot start to this season to survive the rest of the schedule the way it looks right now. But also, it is a long, long season. You don't want to have Christian Darrisaw have a setback. And then remember Delvin Cook 2018 coming off an ACL. It was a couple weeks healthy, a couple weeks on the shelf. That would be really tough for them. So I think it is a delicate balance with Darrisaw.
How good would you say the Bears are on defense? And knowing it's a long season, knowing that absolutely you want McCarthy to play as good as possible to start, but knowing there's just unavoidable, there's going to be bumps in the road, and you do want him to be on the ascent when you're getting to November and December. What is your sense on the O'Connell approach with JJ on Monday night?
Yeah, I think as far as the Bears defense, I would have them as kind of like a B-minus type of defense. I mean, I think that they've got some talent, but I don't know what's happening with Jalen Johnson, who's the best player on their entire defensive unit. If he's not 100% or if he's not playing, that's a massive, massive advantage for the Vikings. They added Grady Jarrett to their D-line. He's been kind of a nightmare for the Vikings over the years, but is he still the same version?
Is he 100 now? I feel like he played in the Paige Marshall era.
I think that's right. I think Todd Stussy was blocking him once upon a time. But no, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? So they have some players there. Montez Sweat is still very good, but is it one of the scarier teams you'll face? Probably not. And I think where it's actually a little scary would be that they hired Dennis Allen as their defensive coordinator, and that guy is just good at his job. You know, he was Sean Payton's right-hand man as a defensive coordinator for a long time, and he is one of, I think, the more proven DCs in the league. So you know he's going to throw some stuff at J.J. McCarthy that he's never seen before. And I think what they're really banking on here, Kevin O'Connell talked about it today, is that McCarthy has been in the national championship. He's been in a high school championship. He's played in big stadiums in front of lots of people before. It's not a first time. But there ain't nothing like the National Football League, Chad. Monday Night Football. I mean, this is where we really start to find out, right?
Yes, for sure. All right, last thing, Matthew Collar, Purple Insider. Give me a player right now that the typical Vikings fan is not talking about right now, but when we're having one of our late October, early November conversations, this player is more of a factor this season than that typical fan might have expected.
It depends on how deep in the weeds you want to get to. I mean, Jordan Mason is one I think of, but I also think fans know Jordan Mason at this point, that he's going to get the ball a lot. I would probably say Theo Jackson has been more of a concept than an actual player to a lot of people because we've talked about him.
Yes, we've heard this, the mythology.
But then every time he gets in the game, he gets an interception. So we're like, he is real, folks. He is real. But I think there's a lot of weight on the shoulders of Theo Jackson to be a playmaker in that secondary, especially if they do have to miss Harrison Smith over multiple weeks. So I think that could be a guy where we're looking up and going, wait a minute, Theo Jackson's got, you know, three or four game-changing plays, and we never sort of saw that coming. I guess he would be the nomination on a team that just is filled with stars. And the other guy I'd say is Jalen Redmond. There's a reason they were able to trade Harrison Phillips. That's because Jalen Redmond had an absolute monster training camp that convinced this team they would rather have Redmond in there than Harrison Phillips.
Great stuff, sir. Enjoy it. Look forward to the entire season. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chad.
Mr. Collar, Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, normally with us on Fridays, but flexible today. Florida is ending all childhood mandated vaccines. What in the hell is going on in our country with vaccines? I got it. Some of you didn't like the COVID vaccine. It didn't live up to the hype. It put the chip in you. Now we got a guy in RFK Jr. who is just not qualified for the job. He's just continuing his agenda. He lied when he appeared in front of Congress. A doctor, Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, is the reason why he was able to get enough votes. And now Ron DeSantis and their Surgeon General down in Florida, who has drawn a lot of scrutiny himself, has decided to make this move where Florida becomes the first state to end all vaccine mandates, including for school children. What are we doing? 651-461-9226.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So right now, all 50 states have some level of vaccination requirements for kids entering school. What a novel concept. Let's try to protect our children, including, before we get this text, including those who are not fully up to speed, who may be immune compromised, right? The idea it only affects you, that's not correct. And as the father of a child who's no longer a child, is 24, who is immune compromised, yeah, this rings home very powerfully for me.
The last couple hours, it's become a more novel concept than it was.
Yeah, because of what Florida's doing. Now, some states, actually all states, allow different exemptions. Those are going up, to me, way too high. Public school, you are also protecting the other children in there. Here's how many medical exemptions and religious exemptions I would allow. Zero. Would you? We're going to allow religious okay.
Religious, no. Medical, case by case?
I guess, yes. I need to be open more open-minded than the medical. But again, if it ends up putting other kids in harm's way, how far do we go with that?
That's why I said case by case.
Right. Religious? Zero. None. None. So this is all because of what Florida is saying with DeSantis trying to get his hand back in the MAGA wing. Governor Meatball, as Donald Trump called him, not me, Governor Meatball, you know, wearing his heels and his white boots. Looking to, remember that? Remember the white boots?
Oh, yes.
My God.
That was even worse than the tan suit on Obama.
Oh, God, yeah. How did we recover from the tan suit? We haven't, actually. Then their Florida Surgeon General, I could give you a lot of controversies about him. So they made this announcement together. Do you remember, is it Latipo? Dr. Joseph Latipo, is that right? Here's what the Surgeon General of Florida said. Who am I to tell you what your child to put in your body? Your body is a gift from God. Is that really what we're going to say?
Who am I?
You're the Surgeon General, sir.
We're going to go to doctors. And you're going to look for advice and guidance and their scientific backed evidence through all the work they've done, the history, documentation in our country, other countries, when we've had vaccines, not had vaccines, and what we're going to have our doctors say, who am I to say? We had that from a talk show host here who was fired because he wouldn't give an opinion because all he would say was, who am I to say? I want my doctor to say, here's why I think you should get this vaccine. And then I'm not going to shoot you if you don't vaccinate your child, but if you put your child in perpetual harm that eventually does harm them, we do have laws where we do step in and protect the children.
Yes, we do.
We really are going to just have a Surgeon General with credibility say, who am I to say? And so much of this is driven by what? The COVID vaccine freakout still. No doubt, the COVID vaccine, no doubt, saved millions of lives. No doubt. No doubt, the COVID vaccine, Dave Harrigan, did not live up to one of the biggest hypes of all. Once you get the vaccine, guess what? You're never getting COVID. Didn't come close to that.
Nope.
Did not come close.
And some people, it had adverse effects, certainly.
It is legit that there are folks who are not the same because of the vaccine, whether it's the heart issues or other issues, and anybody with decency wishes them kindness and hopes their body continues to recover and sends them empathy. We don't have a perfect healthcare system. We never will. But we've relied on doctors for decades, including the pandemic, when things are happening like this. Operation Warp Speed. Well, Operation Warp Speed, remind me, was that Harry Truman?
No, that was after him.
Was it Obama?
Still after him.
Oh, no, it was Donald Trump.
Donald John.
And bragged about it. And then one of the rare times when tens of millions of supporters said, Operation Warp Speed, get out of here. Now he's trying to wind his way through that, where he's trying to take credit, but recently in a Truth Social, he's calling out for companies like Pfizer and Moderna to tell the truth. Then we got somebody like Bobby Kennedy, who just is anti-vaccine. He's just anti-vaccine. And by the way, were there some mandates during the COVID vaccine that went too far? For sure. Absolutely. Did we keep kids out of school too long? For sure. Were they telling us the truth all the time about masks? Nope. They were not. But the people who think this was all hatched in China to get rid of Trump, or it did the chip in you, what?
It's just to make Fauci rich.
Yeah, it's just for Fauci and Osterholm to get rich. So now we really want to send our children with a mixed bag of who is going to get a vaccine and who is not. That's really where we're headed.
Yeah. And just further erode any faith in science and medicine and what those things can do to prevent things like the measles.
Do we really want to go back when measles is commonplace? Chickenpox. What else do we want to bring back?
Polio. Just
polio.
Let's get some polio.
Why not? Who doesn't miss seeing perfectly healthy individuals and then you see them 6 months later and they're having trouble walking and surviving? Again, as the father of a son with autism, with seizures, with an uncertain life expectancy, where I never take a single day of Quentin's life for granted, and we still don't know why he ended up with DIRC1A, am I concerned about medicines and who he's exposed to? Sure. I'm not saying you just have to be sheep, and no matter what, we take anything. We have thousands and thousands of pieces of scientists and doctors to back up how essential this is to keep debilitating, ending life, altering life significantly, illnesses away from our kids. And now we have one of the biggest states in the country, which is trying to kiss MAGA's ass and don't beat me out. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to say, Katie, bar the door. Who am I to even say you should have this? We'll leave it up to God. I hope there is a God. I hope there is a God that's taking care of all of us and gives us a chance. I hope if you don't believe in a God, you're just as well off. I want a doctor in science and scientists and other people in supervisor positions to give me a little bit more outside of Dave Harrigan. Who am I to say?
Who am I?
My God. Mike Osterholm, you won't be shocked, may not agree with this decision.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
The reckless decision will needlessly endanger the health of children in Florida. It flies in the face of a mountain of evidence that clearly shows the benefits of vaccinating kids before they enter school and will make the state less safe to visit or live in. Every parent of a child who dies or is hospitalized with a vaccine-preventable disease will know exactly why. That's exactly right. That's where we're headed, because we've got to stick to an agenda. Agree, disagree, be vociferous on either side. Text away, call 651-461-9226. I want to talk Pella. Pella, and what a great company Pella is. And I'm reminded of that when I'm at the place and I look around and I see those good windows, I see the great door, and I think about how they've been through customer service, including with friends of mine, including with listeners who will email me. Yes, you can email me, chad.hartman@odyssey.com, and talk about their experience with Pella Windows and Doors, PellaNorthland.com. How about a showroom? How about Brooklyn Park? How about Plymouth? How about Woodbury? How about going online, yes, to PellaNorthland.com and having them out to your house, your cabin, your condo, and they'll give a look at your windows, tell you what's working, what's not working. Work with your budget, work with your style, show you different things you might not even be thinking about. And right now, the month of September, another outstanding offer from this company celebrating 100 years in business. Two options. First option is $250 off per qualifying window and $500 off per qualifying door. Don't like that one? Door number two, 0% APR. For 48 months. Both very attractive. The company's great. They're reliable. And they're having great success in an uber competitive business. PellaNorthland.com. Among the texts, you're so intolerant of religion, it's sad. I'm intolerant of religion. No, I'm not.
Noticed about you?
I've never been left. Have you looked at the vaccine schedule for newborns? Yes, I have. I've covered the story. I have three children. I'm thankful that my wife was able to pick and choose which vaccines we gave to our children when they were younger. If you want to give your kids a vaccine available, power to you. This isn't stopping you in any way from what vaccines you're giving your child. None.
I was thankful for doctors and my pediatrician who said, hey, here's a good idea.
Yeah.
Give your child these.
Is your wife a doctor? If she is, congratulations. I hope she's just not on her own picking and choosing.
Did the research.
I do not want to give a single religious exemption for a public school. I don't. Because where do we draw the line? I don't want to deny you your beliefs of your religion or your non-religion. But if I believe from the overwhelming amount of science, which has been out there for decades and decades and decades, that your decision not to vaccinate your child at a public school is going to jeopardize others, then no religious exemption. You want to go to other charter private schools and do that with their policies? More power to you. I'm not requiring in everyday life you have to do this. But with kids in public schools, funny. We've been doing it for decades, every single state. And now we're trying to just whatever Donald says, whatever MAGA says, we're going to keep doing that. More text. Herd immunity is being completely glossed over. Reducing vaccine coverage will harm vulnerable babies, older adults, people who are immune compromised. Yeah. It's home because of my son. Chad, I agree with you. Getting rid of vaccine mandates is downright stupid and ridiculous. But if kids are getting vaccines, other kids aren't. Are the ones without the vaccine going to protect them? It depends. It depends. And Jason, you know this. There are many kids who will be vaccinated, who will be exposed to other kids who are not fully vaccinated, and they will be fine.
Yep.
They will be fine.
Sure.
Others.
Nothing's 100%.
Nothing's 100%. But schools are filled with a wide variety of children there. And to just defy this because people are still angry about COVID, which is a lot of this to me, is dangerous and infuriating and also not surprising.
Yeah, I think there's a selfishness where, and you see this in many areas of parenting right now, but it's especially popular in this arena when you're talking about like the fitness influencer type folks, the we're too fat, the maha kind of crowd. Like there is some validity to that stuff, but like I don't understand how we've come to a place where we think the 0.00001% chance that your child could have some adverse effect outweighs the much larger chance that like
dramatically higher.
You're infecting other people or you're putting your own. If you want to put your own kid at risk, I guess that's your choice. But
to a certain level, right?
To a certain level.
Yep.
I don't know. I was thinking about this today. I'm like, what happened to us?
What happened to us is exactly right. And like the number of texts are like, well, because this was wrong with COVID, these are the same scientists you're going to believe? First of all, the data is overwhelming the vaccine saved millions of people. Yeah. They didn't get everything right. But because they didn't get everything right during an unfolding pandemic, you're now done with them on decades of science? That makes sense?
And most of those vaccines, the vaccines that are part of the schedule, are not the mRNA technology.
No, not at all. All right, Jason's next. Enjoy him. He'll lead up to a Twins-White Sox game, which I hear is a sellout.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.